Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
Pop, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sex my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to carry, get you near me. We running visions of overpack prisons. Billions of niggas thugs living. Depression, restructs, hope they don't tell us. They pull a heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of town, and be slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, deficiated. And it's misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled a mark soon as we start. It was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40, through the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provide shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want a young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke pins to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas, well I dashed on niggas. Once I mashed these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back in the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5 turn to 9-6, 9-6 turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got him on. What did I say? I'm in 14. My double O. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside a chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was back in belly. I told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing outside the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy. I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani. All them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out. Rapping and stealing and making 5s. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I said my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew. Survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Call me unmarketable. Double our time, I know it's off with a flow. I'm too deep, so you two are too stupid to be quadruple our time that I flow. So much better than your favorite rappers. Trust me, they all know. They happy, you don't realize it. But I'ma wake niggas up like knocks at your door. Girls call me a dog, we meet, I bark at a hoe. High school carrying a bat. Bitch like Joe Clark on a hoe. Poker like Bodog, a menace like Old Dog. If these niggas going ham, I must go hard. Sonic the Hedgehog. These rappers be selling you dreams for a dollar. I call it Creflo. I was shooting tech at your expo, ain't that your petro? Well, upside down slide on the roof of my Lexo. Being pursued by LAPD Metro. Lose them in the hood while the homies store if they set so electro. Detonator, where you having sex on Lecho. Girl, don't she fucking a dead man, she a necro. Fuck your life. I get more ass than a baby wipe. I'm the Renaissance nigga, a spitter. Ruin rap careers in 140 characters like Twitter. Eat your face, go to trial and beat the case. Do it again with pepperoni, call your pizza face. I'm a whole coast by myself. You just buy, I get rich, go platinum, go by myself. Drop me, then go sign myself. Die, go to heaven, pick new parents, and design myself. Come out, clone that, and beat 2 times myself. Then match them up in the octagon and try myself, nigga.
The black coat factions of rope and slacks the goat drinks animal blood from a black bowl and laughs from the throat. Remove stacks from coat, laugh, joke, smoke, pass the drone. The fastest will be the last to go. Sky watches record the speech of the jaguar priest. Rain wizard who control the rainforest beast. Broad, give me more of them, the mad warrior, ad nauseum, cannabis, listen to them calling them, rapper fighters, some lyrics like Big Pun spit it, like the time I sat down, watch him eat his chicken, the sickest linguistically illicit lyrical misfit in the business, still whipping, motherfucker listen, microphone spray, no delay, home and away, I told him yesterday, no way, I told him today, I heard him say the flow is exact, so is the track, it ain't where you from, it's where you at, so why you going back, ever since horseman talk, I've stalk MCs for sport. I rip them apart and never be caught. Intelligent thought, like masterpiece, nigga, massacre niggas. Mr. Masterpiece with the triggers. You can fly away, but I'ma get ya. The dog's gon' fetch ya. The horse gon' put you on a stretcher. Capital letter, HRSMN. We did it before, and now we the best again.
Electro special, manifesto special, ecto, exo, let's go. Ligaments get separated like sectionals. Lyrical exorcists to twist the motherfucking body up like gyros or pretzels. Elephants up against all of these motherfucking geckos. Get low or get mo from that fofo special flow. That injures murderers and slaughters platoons. Ape shit, gorilla Gandhi from the Ecuador moon. Tip ahead of microphone shredder, cannon clappers who dancing. Pirate deep, poetry fire, sheesh. Called riots, Osiris, beef, Bigfoot with G's like King. Up, mama five survived, came back alive, revived. Horrendous living is alive, but what? Ain't no telling, his cerebellum is fried as fuck. From that Kush therapy, therapeutic, undisputed, a rarity, rarely disputed, get executed, immediate, embalming. Obama off top promise, whom the fish? Oyster and lead, hammerhead, red dot, Osama. Got him a problem, penitentiary spread. Feed my mechanical monster, lungs, fingers, and legs. Listen, you little shit, you got a second to beg. Before I throw this mustard at you from your neck to your leg, the gas. Spread, stand on your neck or your head like the grudge, motherfucker, don't budge, motherfucker, famine.
Yeah. I come with God's ability in God's name. God's agility that witness God's reign. From God's throne I spit dark flames. Light up the candles and blow out your brains. Bless my crown stretch from one era to the next. Mic sketch, the terror to your death. Play with the mic like Russian roulette. Beloved angels dance the devil's music. Iron cables tied loose around his neck. Lime on tables carved loops in his chest. Now let's battle, let's see who's battle. Beneath whose skins wear the king's apparel. Yeah, just dreams with saffron. Actual or masterful, uncompatible, mathematical. I'm sharpening this axe for you. And you're not spitting, you're just sucking your teeth. And those are not women, they call you luscious and sweet. Your flow is feminine, this dude's a fucking geek. Priest is a beast, shirt look like stained glass paintings when I eat. I crucify demons and kill Satan when I speak.
Some of us be frontin', some of us is really criminals. Women and the women and money we never had. It's sad, rock a turn a good homie bad. But not a cast though, I got full respect but no hassle. I'm still the same homie, light-skinned, curly afro. What up though? I'm still the same nigga, a super freak. I blow a G a week, Cassie burn a rubber up the street. Rap homies, all we smoke is endo. So every time we puff, it's $20 out the window. But what is friends for? We gon' blow that dough regardless. My homies live a life and they ain't even rap artists. Rap money, we get that shit, blow it. We trick 30 G's and ain't got shit to show for it. Let me get that case of Moet, let me get that C.O.K. Let me get that ounce of bomb for my man from East L.A. Let me get that.
Rap kids get money, dressed up to get hunted. Be like all of this morning. West side rock the most, it don't matter cause it get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Both driving in motion, be like where the kids go. We like anywhere, party where the fans go. It's all rap hype, young black fiction, we mad hype. Got
your
station
in the smash right. My liquid made a killing. We dropped 3 albums and got the whole world dancing on the ceiling. So I'm feeling like the villain that cracked that same combo. My homie had some, I told him shoot him through my condo. He shot him through, they beat my CDQ. They started asking questions but scratched the interview. What y'all really wanna do, they said. I said you like rap, wrap your mouth around this. Rap niggas, young homies ballin'. We on the motorcycles doing 90s on my Harley. With the gold chain swingin', fallin' to the street. This rap life got us buying toys we don't need. We don't need them jet skis, but let's buy them, just to try them. We flashing at the lake, we got all the ladies dying. A damn, and we can mess around with no wife. Cause all my homies is living a rap life.
Rap kids get money,
dressed up and get hunted. Be like all of this is on it. Which side rocks the most? It don't matter, cause it get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Driving in motion. Be like where the kids go. We like stay where. Party where the fans go. It's all rap hype. Young black bitch and we mad hype. Got your station in the jail. Right. First of all, before we move on, it's like a Yukon thorn. Slide the song like great poupon. Merging in the suburbs. Getting raw with greenery herb. Real illness is smack birds. Fat words showing proof how my dad works. Vote you kill. Smack a blackbird jetting in the act hurts. Big Jim stay grinning in the stick spinning. The kid bubbles to flex. Lex to ten in the sand posing. Flowing by coastal. East and west. Rocking our best. Cannon might roast you. High powered hydraulic. Eddie Bauer. Rock Walla. Who Walla. Slang business is on the collar. Amp might glow. I might lamp. Set up shop and glow. Shining like a lamppost. My camp post. Green leather. Green leaves forever. Born to do whatever. Corns and crab horns. They roll together. What up, Dash? Black hash. We invented the spaz. I like 16 niggas over 10 bags. Realness is gon' rock. Fakeness is gon' slit out. Take the next issue, maggot in the bit eye.
Rap drama, the drama never comes. I'll be on the cell phone, tripping off my baby mom. Trying to make her understand I get paid to rhyme. I don't show up at your job, so don't show up at mine. Cause there's no biz like showbiz if y'all sack me. Show money, that's like pimping, cause we get it tax free. Catch a check for 33, cut straight from SRC. Make it straight to any kind of cash, my with no ID. Rap women, they always be around us. Cause we from out of town and they be loving out of town. It's worshiping motherfuckers like a TV evangelist. Cause they from where they from and we straight from Los Angeles. Rap money.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Ray, man? Let's go half on the football team.
Yo, I was thinking about buying two basketball teams. What's up?
Hey.
What you wanna do? Matter of fact, we can do that. Rap
kids get money. Press up and get hunted. Be like all of us is on it. Which side rocks the most? It don't matter, cause it get notes. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Boats, driving in motion. Be like where the kids go. We like anywhere. Party where the fans go. It's all rap hype. Young black bitch and we mad hype. Got your station in the smash right.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what the fuck is going on, man? Right, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We up in this boot one more game. Give us a call, man, 323-642-1597 if y'all online. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to say nothing. Y'all can just listen. But we want, you know, we want to talk to y'all, you know. We want to, we're trying to reach out to y'all, man. It's the holiday time, man. Everybody get festive around this motherfucker. Stop being depressed and all that bullshit. JoJo Loco is up in the building. You know what I'm saying? See, hey, that punk ass motherfucking sound effects want to work tonight and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they want to work like every other night. I'm gonna fix this shit. God damn it, for the new year, I don't give a fuck. If I hit that motherfucker, they better say something. Then we got Carlos from 213-220. Who this?
It's our holiday, man.
What up, man? Oh, the man is starting the show, man. What's going on with it?
Yeah, the sound effects seem like they're working tonight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfucking bitch-ass motherfuckers, they don't want to work when I want them to work.
Yeah, it must be a holiday.
You know, I hear you. Because damn sure it is a holiday season, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
what's going on with you, baby boy?
Man, slow motion ain't better than no motion. What's happening?
I hear that one. You know what I'm saying? Slow motion is better than no motion. Oh, shit. I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I'm happy.
That part right there.
You know what I mean? Hey, okay. Well, shoot, man. We was trying to wait till the lineup, everybody get up in here, but you welcome to stick. Well, you got to stick around. We got to do your interview and all that. You the man of the house.
Bet. Appreciate the time, too.
Oh, it's all good, man. We ain't, I mean, time is a mug, boy, I tell you. Because we going to hang up the phone. It's going to be damn near Christmas again.
You said it right there.
I'm telling you what's real. This has to be one of the fastest years ever. I don't know. It seems like the older I get, the faster the year go.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
When you're a little kid, you sitting around waiting on Christmas, you like, God damn, when is Christmas coming?
Yeah.
Now you get older, you blink your eyes, it'll be motherfucking New Year, Christmas, then it'll be New Year. Valentine's Day, then it be motherfucking 4th of July, then it be, Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas again. I think I got all of them right. I know it's a whole lot of in between, Veterans Day, Labor Day, all that.
You're right.
Damn.
Easter, you can't forget about Easter.
Hey, all that shit fly by, then you got birthdays and all that shit. Walk around and look around, it'd be a whole nother year. Yeah, because me and Scotty was talking, my boy Scotty D, and we were saying how long we've been working on this documentary. I told him, I say 5 years. He said, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 5 years since we started the documentary. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I say...
Tell that to Netflix anyway.
Huh?
Hey, y'all need to quit playing and put that out.
Oh, we are, but because we got like damn near 10, 11 hours, so. You know, so you'd rather be well worth it. So you get to watch an hour 1 week, an hour the next week. It's going to be like a damn near TV show. And then when you're going to be like, damn, when it cut off, everybody's going to be so into it. It's just like, you know, back in the days when people used to watch the soap operas, like any of your favorite shows, and they only come on every week. And when the motherfuckers go off, you be mad than the motherfuckers, because you got to wait a whole nother week for it to come on.
Mm-hmm. And everything I saw, I love so far, so I definitely want to see the rest of it.
Yeah, because it's real. I mean, it's actually telling, you know, the story of West Coast hip hop as well as, you know, down south. It's just all hip hop, but it's mostly you know, how people, the history of the West, what people don't know. You know, because a whole lot of people, they just started rapping. So if I told you that one time I want to have a hip-hop class. I want to have a game show. Mm-hmm. And the only way you could get on the game show was if you ask these damn questions, answer these questions about hip-hop,
right.
Period. And everybody in Bill got to go.
That's probably the only way you can get on Jeopardy and all the rest of them shows. You got to know a certain amount before they put you on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be no dumbass going on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
What is Purple Kush? Rev Ali in the building. What up, man?
I'll take that for 500. Well,
hey, that was JoJo up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I got some. I got some of that good purple kush too, man. It don't smoke like it used to back in the day. So they didn't change the kush. They got all this bullshit out here now.
Because they're crossbreeding that shit. That's what it is. So when they crossbreed it, that's the real, you know what I mean? Now, if it's grown from the seed, then you're getting 100% of the plant. But once you start cloning that shit, then you're breaking it down to 70%, to 60%, to 50%. So it's not even a real strain anymore because now it's a hybrid. It's not even considered OG or Kush anymore.
Yeah, that shit like having a chihuahua have a baby by a wiener dog.
Do it make a difference that they don't grow it in water no more? They grow it in dirt now?
No, you can grow it in dirt, water, but see, when you grow it in water, that's more like hybrid. It's different. It's a different process, and you can fuck that up real easy, just like growing indoors.
Well, so you come out with that Frankenstein weed. Motherfucker got put together like a motherfucker. Somebody else's leg, somebody else's arm. They got the Frankenstein weed, nigga. Shit just all put together type of shit, you know what I mean?
Get the smoking that shit, you get the twitching and shit like on Friday.
Hell yeah. Nigga fresh out the
pigeon coop.
Man. Yeah, man. Well, that's what they do, man. So it's almost like, you know, back in the days with the dope gang. Boy, if you made that motherfucker at least 90% pure, oh, crackheads was going crazy. But motherfuckers go around and say, damn, I could cut this motherfucker about 3 times. Now, you got some dope, but the shit is cut, so the crackheads won't even come back to you and shit. So that's kind of like the weed, how the weed is going. Everybody doing this crossbreeding shit and thinking that, you know, they coming up with the bomb ass, but he'd be high for 30 seconds. He'd be like, ooh, I'm high as a motherfucker. Damn, let's smoke another one.
They ain't got none of that one-hitter quitter no more. What happened to the one-hitter quitter?
Yeah, but see, that's that one-hitter quitter. But see, then you got to think about it. Now they putting all these damn chemicals in that shit and watering that shit down and fucking it up.
Well, I mean, it's just like anything else, you know, it's almost like when you fuck around and you grab a motherfucking chicken leg and that motherfucker look like a Bam Bam Club, you be like, what the fuck is a big-ass chicken? You know what I mean? That's a big-ass motherfucking chicken leg, you know what I'm saying? Damn, they're looking like a turkey leg. But see, that's what I'm saying. So everybody try to do everything to make it bigger. It ain't the quality of it, it's making it bigger. So that's why you motherfuckers say, all right, nigga, I'm going to give you this motherfucking, I'm going to give you this ounce for $70, $60. It's the bomb, though. Yep, you smoking, you be high for about 30 minutes, and then you be like, nigga, I've got to smoke something else. know what I'm saying? So that's the way I'm looking at it, bro. Everything is, everybody is trying to make shit bigger so they can get more of it and sell more of it. You know, so that's what it is, man. Anyway,
now everybody should grow their own shit if they want more of it instead of just rushing like that.
Yeah, I mean, you would think like that, but you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of motherfuckers that, you know, especially when they in that industry, they always trying to get you something, get you more, get more so they can sell that shit. You know what I'm saying? They be like, oh my God, I can make this motherfucker crop bigger. Well, I'm about to hook it up.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. That's why I pray to stay away from drugs. Because, see, y'all just don't know. I'm actually related to some roach-ass niggas. And I was like, I hope that gene ain't got passed to me. One.
But, I was out of that. We about to, I was waiting to see, BP and a couple of other people's gonna fall in. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna jump into a couple of songs real quick. Then we gonna come back and pay you or not. We just getting ready to go on and get it in. You know what I'm saying?
That'll work. Well, that'll
all
work.
That waiting shit. Yeah, you know I mean.
Yes, sir.
So now, True West Radio Friday, yo, you know what I'm saying? Give us a call 323-642-1597. How's hot today? It's on this motherfucker. We got the whole team up in this biatch. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready for the holidays, man. I'm telling you, next Friday, I'm turning the fuck up. The day before my birthday is going down, all around, all that. So let's get it in, man. Let me see. I got to play some of this old shit I used to do. Some of that old shit. Let me see. What I want to play. Okay, I know what I want to play. This is what we going to do. King Scratch, motherfucking True West Radio, Friday, we on, man. Let's get it. Play, bitch, play.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know.
Nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas keep waiting. It's like paying $5 for a crack. work bread and spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Work bread and spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Work bread and spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Work bread and spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
True S in this motherfucker. Are y'all mad? By the shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah, I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh, I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the True S, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pop before you get hit where you at. Really set up man pump, tripping like what? Yeah. Bleeding like his bitch, cause he's a bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm about to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it?
I'ma shock you like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty, witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true wet, truly with it. Shocking, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook, got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh, really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Young Money Zone.
The Home and Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio.
Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back up in this bitch. Special guest, man. Outside of the day, man. Outside of the day, I got to get that right. Let me get him on the line so I can make the show. So it's outside of the day, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't want to be saying people. I know motherfucker be calling me King Scritch. All kind of shit. I be like, hold on, homie. Get your goddamn vocab right. Get your logo.
You right on point.
Man, Rev Ali. All right, we get ready to get up into you, man. I want y'all to start the question today.
I want to know where this artist from.
Originally, I'm from Inglewood.
Inglewood?
Inglewood, California.
That's
what's
okay. Up. Well, yeah, because, see, you know, I got, you know, well, Sweepy, she from Houston. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, y'all already knew you was from Inglewood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing music? You been doing it all your life, or you just started like a few years ago?
Pretty much. I've been doing it all my life. Started off at, you know, singing in the church, doing solos there. And from there, you know, I just started tapping into music, started freestyling with some of my relatives growing up, and from there, it just took off. Started recording music, and just started doing better and better, just brushing up on my skills, getting as tight as it is right now.
I'm going to tell you something that's crazy. Cause, you know, we all kind of started in the church, but why do we always wind up gangbanging at the end?
Man, it's the streets, man. Sometimes they be calling, you know what I'm saying?
We like, yeah, well, I started at the church. Then all of a sudden, things changed.
But he the first person that said he used to sing in the choir, though.
I ain't singing no choir. I think I was up there a couple of times, but I wasn't even, I was just moving my mouth.
Man, they used to harass me. They put me in all the choirs once they found out I could sing. And I wasn't happy about it. I had to do the kid choir, the young adults. And they put me in the mass one too. I'm like, man, ain't nobody trying to learn all these songs.
It wasn't just that. It was like, you gotta go to choir rehearsal. Fuck, I'm trying to do something else. But yeah, when you was a little kid, no matter what, you going to church. I don't know how it was in y'all house, but nigga, if you was a little kid, your ass was going to church.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday school, all that shit. That was just something you had to do, because you couldn't rebel and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't rebel.
And what kind of style of music do you do? Like, do you do like a California style? Do you feel like you got your own style?
I feel like I got my own style, honestly, because the way I write my songs, it's whatever the beat calls. So if it's a slow beat, if it's more on a chill vibe, then I write according to that. If it's more of a turned up vibe, I write according to that. So really, I'm one of those artists that can rap to anything. I can I do different genres. From hip hop, rap, to alternative, to R&B.
That's
all right. Now, who was the people? Because see, this is the thing I always tell every rapper: it's always a rapper that you started pacing yourself after.
Yeah.
Who was that for you?
So. I think for me, I'm a Big Bone Thugs fan. Big Bone Thugs and Harmony. Most of the old West Coast artists, and I don't say old like they're old, but, you know, the Snoop Dogg, the Warren G, and then I also like a bit of the mixed hip-hop, so like Q-Tip and Mac Dre. You know, I'm an old school rapper, so, you know, I kind of like a bit of it all.
Hey, you got a song saying something about Mac Dre forever, ain't it?
Yeah, sure do, yeah.
Now, we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Let me see.
I was about to say, do JoJo want to ask a question or something? You might be working.
BP, you in the building, man.
Oh, okay, man. I'm sorry. What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages? How everybody doing?
Happy birthday.
You missed a cigar, man. Shout out to Blaze. You missed a cigar. It's birthday tomorrow, but yeah, we're gonna turn it up for his birthday today. Yeah, it's actually tomorrow, but you know, I appreciate it today, even though we're gonna speak tomorrow. But yeah, appreciate that, man. Yeah, I really do. Thank you. Shit, God is everything, but he also a killer, so I appreciate it. I'm just praying that I make it tomorrow. Anything else after that is a bonus.
I need about at least 40 more of these joints.
I know, you know, for real. Shit.
I need about 40 more birthdays, because hell, mine is next Saturday, so you know I'm going to be in this motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to Christmas, nigga, so that's a special shit, so.
Yeah, you know, Friday, that's nigga, cool. Next Friday on Christmas Eve, oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I'm late now.
You talk about
beer.
Your birthday every day,
and I just rolled up some weed, so. Shit.
Scratch been talking about his birthday. Scratch been talking about his birthday since August. Talking about, man, on December 24th.
Yeah, I did.
Every month, Scratch get close to his birthday. He said, yeah, man.
I want to drill it in y'all motherfuckers' head. You know what I'm saying?
What's
five
out
today,
good,
man. You know, we on this mug, man. You know,
I just said, I don't want to take the time away from OS Holiday, man. You know what I'm saying? I just brought it to the scene. You didn't know. But go ahead and do your thing. But I'm here, and I appreciate the love, everybody. But go ahead. Continue on.
It's all good. We just, you know, he just asked my question, because I don't care what rapper you are. Everybody pattern themselves off of somebody in the beginning. And then it becomes something to where you could kind of create it to make it your own.
Well,
I always tell
y'all
the story.
I can relate to what he said, though, because I like old rappers, too, because, you know, my parents was young. So, like, I fuck with Houdini and shit. Like, I like shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That shit is fine. Well, you know I'm old, so, you know, I'm relating to damn near anything except for most of the shit that's out today. You know, it's a few songs I could get into, but, you know, it's crazy when you run into people, you know, around my age, and they still banging our old N.W.A. cuts. They're still banging, you know, all of the old school stuff like that, because they like, bro, I can't listen to that shit. It don't make no sense.
And I can listen for a little while, but I switch it back to the old. I go in between the old stuff and the new stuff.
Well, I didn't get a chance to hear none of his music so far yet, so what y'all think?
I'm going to wait till the end of the show to play the song now.
I'm just saying, because I didn't get a chance to hear none of it. No, I got it.
We get ready to get into it, man. We going to get into it.
I'm on time, but I'm late. I'm on time.
Late is one thing. Not showing up is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, plus somebody wanted to buy a couple of bags, so I had to go make that move real quick. Shit. Nigga hustling, man, trying to get it out here, man.
Man, as you should.
Hey, as you should. Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. This is what we're going to do. We got three songs from you. We got All Day, Mac Dre Forever. Mm-hmm. Like we do everybody
else. Okay,
you
got a song with Mac Dre? What?
We got a song from here. And then we got the song... That's the way life goes. Which two you want me to play first? The first one.
Play that. That's the way life goes. Cause it start with a prayer. So we're gonna start with that one.
Okay, and the second.
Okay.
The second one. Let's go to from here.
Okay. Then we'll come back to you, and then we're going to play the other one last. So check it out. Introduce yourself and introduce the song, and let's get it in.
What's happening, L.A., California, Inglewood, Watts, all in between? It's your boy, Oz Holiday. Right here, right now, what we got, that's the way life goes, because you know how it goes.
Yeah. We're going to have to say that prayer, you know what I'm saying? True West Radio. It was called 323-612-6297. That's the way life goes. Let's go. Oz Holiday, let's go.
Hello, Heavenly Father, you give me the power, the strength, the long suffering, and the patience to overcome all my adversaries. In your name we pray. Amen. In my life I've been through some things and I just don't know. I can keep up my faith in a world so cold.
Yeah, what do I do?
I was chasing dollars and gold and nearly lost my soul.
Lord, I thank you.
Why, Lord, I asked and he said, my son, that's the way life goes.
Blank case, blunt lip, full clip, feeling gymnastic. Trip. I would flip, reality hits like a fiend's first good hit. Reality is to leave my kids a few mil, that's goodwill. Hunting for friendly faces, frankly for federal. Gained a few fans, haters, several. It's a lot of black cats pointing fingers at the kettle. Deny my SSI, don't make it no better. Guess that's the way life go when you young and you black. They see you wrong, but who's right when they supply the crack? Now it's nowhere to go but the hole or the morgue. Satan got you by the throat, hold fast to the Lord. That's the way life go when you living in the streets. Hungry children tearing, now you killing your seed. Cussed to the hearing, hearing, now you fearing defeat. Bad news, good riddance, click, clack, good grief.
In my life I've been through some things and I just don't know. I can keep up my faith in a world so cold.
Man, what do I do?
I was chasing dollars and gold and nearly lost my soul.
Lord, I thank you.
Why, Lord, I asked and he said, my son, that's the way life
the
goes.
The rich getting poor, the poor get forgotten, the forgotten get the grave plot. The kids that are forgotten get wild, no father. Figure they pimp assists cause the pipe got mama. They tried to get a job but on the contrary no obla. Then tried to ride a bomber, probably like that's your problem. Life can't get right, no Oscar. And the difference at the end is no party I star. But serious, the eyes will shock you. Ask the kids what they'd rather be. Ask the girls what's the price they like. Ask the world what's the biz cause the streets was drama. Brenda's got a baby, now her baby's got five. All destined to die, now read between the lines. Glocks and lunchboxes, another schoolyard shoot. But y'all too busy walking it out, polluting music.
In my life I've been through some things and I just don't know. If I can keep up my faith in a world so cold. I was chasing dollars and gold and nearly lost my soul.
Lord, I thank you.
Why, Lord, I asked and he said, my son, that's the way life goes.
Hold on, I rarely do this, but that shit is hard in the motherfucker. That shit is hard, man. I'm just telling you, man. Hell yeah, I'm with that one.
Tough loving, disgusting repercussions of mama and pops touching. The
unfolded. Awarded a son to carry on the name. Recorded the song to productively share pain. Live it up and we champagne. Give it up to my campaign. Hit them up then we bang bang. Generation of damn shame. But hey, stimulating these airwaves. Emulating the best till we can rest in the damn shade.
Yeah, we already been there. Well, find we go from here. Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where do we go from here? Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah.
What would you do if you knew you was gonna make it? And all you had to do was pursue it and stay patient. But whoop-de-woo gotta lick it, you consider the danger. Papa need a new pair of shoes to pursue the paper. Drop a beat or two that it beats you 2 by 1,000. Reproducing music that even my mama proud of. Photo shoot vision, my mission for bigger housing. We just buying, no more browsing, yowsing. Could've dropped a tear for the pain of my peers that was slain for them years in that game. But weakness is visible like smears or a stain. So I pour another beer and I blow another eight. They're hating on it, keep waiting on it like G.R. I recall that you scored and I eat all. Changed the game and dropped the quarter in the meat tall. Now watch me set this bitch straight off, Khadija.
Yeah, we already been there. So where can we go from here? Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where do we go from here? Then why we be stopped? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where can we go from here? Then why we be stopped? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where do we go from here? Then why we be stopped? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah.
Diamond or I do it, be an argument away from shit. Help fence why I ain't pull it. And even though the top is so close that I can taste it, you gotta watch them shots and smiling faces. You seen Biggie and Pot, cops is racist. Some homies is fake, just a plot to waste us. Goodness gracious, how long will it take us to get it together? Together we can get acres. And I ain't talking about 40 in the mule. Cause Sylvia didn't raise no fool, nah. School of hard knocks, the curriculum. My bar is the shot, the beat is just a victim. Back to the subject matter at hand, we taking steps to implement the plan. No rest or peace till we make it. And leave them haters to seize while we lay it.
Yeah, we already been there. Where can we go from here? Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where do we go from here? Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where can we go from here? Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah, we already been there. So where do we go from here? Then why we can stop? But we can't until we reach the top. Yeah.
my slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Been a long road to try to bubble, but still a struggle to try to make it in this rap game. That be my hustle and I die trying. Still inside, I'm still crying. Thinking back on what they told me, the motherfuckers was lying like TNT. You nice, you got the skills to blow, but them niggas are straight hating, you feel me? Really though, I done seen it all, done it all for many years. I done poured out a little liquor for Tupac and Big. Rest in peace to two pioneers of rap. So let's all bow our heads and give them a soul clap. I respect the game as well as my microphone. I done traveled the world, but the West is still my home. I never forget where I come from, cause I know where I'm going. I done a lot of wrong, but dog, I'm still growing. That's why I wrote this song, just to dedicate it to y'all, to keep a level head and hope that I won't fall. You know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S, cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Listen close while I spit it to those still in denial. I hope that someone dig it, be as popular as the Bible. The industry is on trial and the Lord is walking with me. With the strength of Moses, I part him just like the Red Sea. So I can see right through, separate the real from the phony. Might not know my name now, but when I'm done, I bet you know me. When I'm going triple platinum, debuting in number one, selling out arenas, rocking shows in Argentina, staying hungry, keep the focus to keep climbing, just to burn away those clouds. They try to stop me from shining. BET Soul Train, any music awards, I got the hottest shit out on front page of the source. Yeah, before you have a dream, first you gotta see it. Then when you see it, you execute it and be it. Stay as humble as you can, as well as true to your soul. And remember, you never make it without God's help. You know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. My mama always told me one day I have a surprise. So I looked into the sky, looked and analyzed the whole game for what it's worth. I know the term, you know hip-hop originated in the NY first, but that don't mean we can't all vibe and make it happen. Showing love to the game and respect styles of rapping from the east to the west, up north to the dirty, dirty. Just keep it hot in here when we roll out, you heard me. Parking lot pimping, showing love, nobody tripping. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, gangs ain't step tripping, but niggas are simping, cause they wanna know what it does. My name ain't LL, but you know my name is Love. So what do you like? Cause I love hip-hop for life. Been married to the game since birth, we've been tight. Yeah, that's right, one of the illest in the game. I show love to every coast, but the West is forever, man, you know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
But hip-hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I hear 'em. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio Friday, yay. What the fuck is up? We're in the building with the man of my hour. Holiday, you know what I'm saying? We getting into some detail. I love, man, that nigga got skills, y'all. If y'all on the radio listening, man, if y'all online, man, just give us a call. 323-642-1597, man. Show this man some love, you know what I mean? Back in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, right there. Man, golly, man. Let me tell you something.
It's hard, bro.
Man, that shit is fire, bro.
That shit is fire, bro.
I'm definitely What's fucking up, with that. I'm promoting that every chance I get.
That's fire,
everything
bro.
I love.
That's fire. That first song, nigga, I had to stop for a minute.
I like both
on.
Of them. But that first
I like both
right
of them too, but see, guess what? I heard them already.
Yeah, I know. So, man, that's definitely special, man. Shit, I conduct this for real. Kudos, my nigga.
Man, that's some good ass shit right there, bro. We gotta hook up so we can make something happen
Hell
for all
yeah.
of them.
I'm already thinking like, yeah, I'm gonna have that nigga go to Reggie's house and record a song with me. And then move it on and keep it going. I'm already in plot mode. Yeah. I'm like, nigga, hell yeah, I fuck with that. Cause that's marketable
nigga,
right there. Real
that
quick.
That nigga got lyrics, bro.
Yeah, he do. And yeah, it ain't that bullshit.
I don't be patting people on the back too hard. You know, I might give him a couple of little taps, but.
Yeah, that nigga real critical. Me too. I'm like that too. But if they got skill, I'm gonna give it to them.
Man, that's what it is, man. You got some. Hey, let's clap it up for that motherfucker. Hold on.
Yeah, hell yeah, one more time because, bro, like for real, that shit was fire, homie. I'm like sitting back. I'm like, damn, I felt like I was in another world, and I'm high too. I'm like, man, and he said some other shit, some real shit.
The world.
He's like. Like, ooh.
That nigga said, like, and I'm high too.
Right.
I'm buzzing,
drinking and smoking.
For those people who don't get high, see, when you get high, you get to start listening to shit a little deeper than you do when you're sober.
Right.
Because you know what?
I be making these tracks
and I put some pills in the back and my niggas be sober, they be like, that's tight, man, I love that. But then the motherfuckers call me back when they high and go, damn, I didn't hear them bells in the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, certain shit.
It's enhancement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody, I be hell. All the motherfuckers back in the day, they used to be on weed, but they was on some other shit too. Nigga, you listen to them Parliament shows, you know them niggas was on all kind of drugs.
Hell yeah.
LSD, shrooms, weed, cocaine, all type of shit.
And them motherfuckers was making shit, nigga. You coming out stage on with a diaper on, nigga. Yeah, you was fucked up. It worked like a
right.
motherfucker, but.
And still rocked the crowd.
Hell yeah. Mm. But see, yeah, the only reason why I say that, I just made these DVDs for Scotty D, and they had a whole lot of Parliament, like a whole lot of old Parliament shit. You know, it's a DVD I made. Y'all can buy it for $99.95 if y'all want it, but anyway, it was just crazy how, you know, would you hear good? I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what's real, my nigga. I just don't hear a whole lot of good shit. All of us got good shit, but just to hear somebody else, you got some good
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they got some
make
real
it
good
way
shit.
Better.
You got to accept that shit, bro, and I accept that shit. That's why I said, man, I'm going to try to push that as much as possible. It was meant for me to bump into you. You know, because
mm-hmm.
he was worth the quality and what he got me to do is deal with artists and music. Because I be telling them, it's cool to be doing your shit and you know how to do your shit. But if you got some real good shit, you got to run into the right people that can put you to that level. Now, I could take that to record labels and fuck with it. But it's up to them if they want to accept it on that tip. Or you just got to just really just push your shit to yourself. And that's what in the people got to hear that, bro. And I'm willing to push that, so.
That's some tight shit,
not,
bro.
And I ain't even hear your music, bro. I just met you how I met you and shit, right? But still,
mm-hmm.
I told you, nigga,
right.
I would fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because what got my attention is not that was an artist thing. I mean, it was artist thing, but it's like the grind of what he was doing. Like, nigga, I got a CD. I was trying to donate to buy my shit. But
that's
I respect
one,
that because
some,
niggas don't do that.
You told me that was selling the CD?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See,
hey,
I was
look,
already...
I'm ready to come to where the hell you are and just give you a motherfucking dap and turn around and drive the fuck back home. Because
I'm telling you, my nigga,
this
I respect you because he got out there with his shit no matter what.
I'm gonna call
that no more with cats. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna call you after the show.
Because I used to do that
shit
on
because,
both sides.
You know what,
so.
Homie, I'm gonna tell you what it is, man. Motherfuckers is too late
it's
to get off their motherfucking ass and go out there and try to sell CDs.
Hell yeah.
Now, I told him I respect that. I said, nigga, yeah, I respect because you out here grinding with that, nigga, just to say fuck you, you know, woo woo woo. And I respect that, but that's promotional shit. That's the street work. And I used to do that shit before I even became a street team promoter for certain labels and artists and shit in the game. So I know. So I was like, nigga, I fuck with you, homie. Like, woo woo woo. He's like, okay. And ever since I met him, I've been fucking with him. We about to fuck around the mall. We was fucking around today.
When this nigga told me that he met you out there selling CDs, nigga, I was like, I got to fuck with this cat.
Right, because
yes,
he respects the grind,
so
however you gotta take to get it,
go.
Man. Right.
Look, I'm gonna call you after the show. We gonna take your grind to a whole different level.
Hell yeah, because that nigga
y'all,
right there,
can you, when y'all finish
like
with y'all, when y'all finish
too,
with
yo.
Y'all celebration and everything, can we hear from the brother? Because y'all just all celebrating. Like, we want to hear the brother's voice now.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, bro. Why you all up in ours, nigga? Nigga, all up in our business. Why you all up in our business, though? I'm talking to you. Nah. Man, it's all good. But, man, once again, man, we still got another song from you, man. We gonna play that pretty soon, man. But, once again, I love your songs, man. And I love your hustle, man. I swear, anybody that I see out on the street selling a rap CD, if I got the money, I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta fuck with them because
I gotta buy it.
Oh, fuck with them because they doing it the way it's supposed to be done, no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
And
you never know who out there is the next big thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good thing because once again, when I'm talking about this show, I ain't gonna give up too much, but you gotta take a goddamn quiz before you can be on the show. But part of the show is you gotta actually go and try to sell your product.
Mm.
Cell phone, no nothing. So it's gonna be a it's gonna be like a hip hop game show, but you gotta go out there and actually try to get people to buy your shit.
Right. Man.
So that.
And that what made me catch on to the most. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, fuck, I gotta fuck with him. It's something special, because you don't see it like that no more, really. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta, you know, and like I said, on the promotion side, what I do, we used to do, and I can still kind of do, but on some other shit, but it's like, nigga, I respect both of them, because I'm like, nigga, okay, I'll fuck with you. So that lets me know it's just worth it, because it wouldn't have happened like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for him. I'm going to put him on the goddamn How the West Was Won soundtrack. That's what I'm going to do.
See, that's what's
gonna
up,
put
because
you on,
that's
I'm
the shit
that
got to be on there.
Soundtrack just because you was out there hustling. So now we getting ready to boost you up a little, even a little. I don't know how high your status is, but we getting ready to boost you up more. We getting ready to, I'm going to put you on How the West Was Won documentary soundtrack. You will get a big old shine. So all the people that didn't buy your CDs, they just smile in the camera.
There you go.
For real.
They'll be like, I seen that cat. He was trying to sell me a CD and I didn't buy one.
But it's like, you know, it just showed me that it was worth it, man. So I had to take the chance. Whatever the Father God wanted me to do at that moment, I just did it, man. Like I said, he wouldn't be here now, shit. So. And like I said, I ain't even hear the brother music. I just took the chance right there because I see the grind, the hustle, the whole determination. And I respect that, so I had to do that. And that's just what it is. So,
now,
yeah,
I'm
going
to ask you a question. Did you buy a CD?
Nah, I told him. I said, man, I ain't even got, because I had just put some gas on shit.
What?
But I didn't, because I'm being honest.
I told him,
I said, man, I'm just going to get some gas. And then the homie just started, some other nigga, I said, paid him something to clean my rims real quick. So I was talking to him and telling him, like, look, nigga, but
man,
I fuck with you.
Why you didn't buy a CD? And if you can't buy a CD, what you do is you stand around and help him sell two or three of them.
And that's what I do. We're going to do that
tomorrow. All right, I got your back.
It's all good, because he didn't buy a CD, but he put him in a better place than, you know, I don't know my man's status.
Hey, I'm a connection, homie, to what he doing.
Yeah, well, so now he's connected with you, with me, with us. You know what I mean?
Because I'm pushing that. I'm about to try to work
real,
a single
really
deal
nice.
With his ass. I'm telling you, I ain't playing, nigga, because I see the quality in it. But I'm
check
done,
this out,
man.
Bro. This is what I want to know. Where'd you get your name from?
It's Holiday. Well, it started off as Chaos. I dropped the K because it was killing on sight. But when I kill, if anything I'm killing a bad vibe with a positive song. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is lyrical with me. You know what I'm saying? So it just changed from that to on sight. Holiday. Everybody pretty much called me Holiday because the energy I bring. When they see me, they smile on their face. It's party time. They already know how I get out. I'm a positive individual. I put God first and God-fearing man. I've been through a gang of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got a testimony out here for the streets. You know what I'm saying? I was stabbed twice in the heart, man. Died twice. You know what I'm saying? Was on my deathbed. About a year or so later after that, I had a stroke. I had to learn how to walk again, how to talk again. Whole left side of my body was paralyzed, my brother. So this music means more to me than the average artist can even dream of. It means, like, God, man, God is everything to me. He made
it. I didn't even know that part.
Let my voice be heard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He
made
tell
my
all
voice
that.
Still be heard.
Well, hey, you stole with me, man.
He told me some other stuff.
If you're with a crew, but you can roll with the truth anytime. I got you now.
Hell yeah, I got you too, nigga. For real.
That's a good ass testimony to me.
Oh, Wes, I didn't even know that part. You told me that other stuff, but nigga.
Yeah, that's deep right there.
Yeah, been through it.
Yeah, you ain't gotta have them white boys do your tracks no more. Come to the truth.
Oh, no.
Come to the truth.
Right,
we got you.
I
got you.
On,
Yeah, I heard the drop on it. I like that.
I love it, man. You, hey, you, y'all listening to this, man, you hear what this man went through? That means
and
that.
And he's still out here trying to make it happen.
You know what? If you die twice, have a stroke, and can rap like him,
man,
God,
you definitely,
God,
you definitely
got a
chosen.
Plan for you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's real talk. That's
God
real talk,
God got a
too.
Plan for you because...
I got to do it.
They be like, all right, I got stabbed once, I got stabbed twice. Okay, I'm about to die. Oh, no, come back to life. And then you have a stroke.
Yeah.
Left side
yeah,
of your body paralyzed.
He said he had to learn to walk again.
How to
he didn't say
again,
that he just started walking
shoes.
Again. He
my
said
God.
He had to learn to walk again.
I want you to
yeah.
be, I need you by my side. You might be the good luck charm.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
know
about
yeah.
I was born on Christmas and I'm lucky. Shit.
Up with you, man, because it was meant to be, man.
It was meant to
That's
be.
That's how this happened, bro. I'm sorry to keep
nigga,
on saying it like that, but nigga.
You was born
was,
on Jesus' birthday.
Shit.
It was
man.
Meant to happen.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Man,
taking
yes,
to nobody was. Else out here.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you. For me, God bless you, because you
man,
have been.
I appreciate
blessed.
That, my brother.
You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I appreciate
it's,
that.
It's,
all
it's,
of
it's,
us have, though. All of us have, because we all got a testimony, and we all out here start still doing it. You know, we all out here pushing. We all cheering to God. You know what I'm saying? So we all got a testimony. So blessings to all listeners, all callers, everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get out with it.
Well, we on the right side of the dirt, most definitely.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We still got a purpose to do, so that's just what it is. But I'm just saying it's special, man. This shit is special right now, and I'm kind of like, I'm really like, man, you don't know how I feel. Like I said, I'll tell you tomorrow because we're going to fuck around tomorrow, but my nigga,
right.
I see what God, why God did it that way, man. Because,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to really,
mm-hmm.
like, harp on things, but. Like in the game, it, me, him, we got our own little separation through the game and doing what we do and known for what we known for. But it's like God is only going to place you to the ones that's doing the shit that he wants you to do, but doing
mm-hmm.
it right without they bullshit involved like they do with certain
yeah.
individuals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like
yeah.
he going to place you to certain people, man. And it's just like,
yeah.
like I said, it was just special for how it happened the way it happened because it usually
yeah.
don't happen like that. You know what I'm saying? What's the chance of me seeing a nigga with some CDs trying to da da da? Yeah, I see niggas,
mm-hmm.
you know, do DVDs and all the shit, you know, all the other shit, but not no CDs
mm-hmm.
of music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, nigga, what? Okay. That's why I'm like, man, this it meant
yeah.
something. If not, I wouldn't even talk to you. I wouldn't say shit. You know
BP,
what I'm saying?
You sound like, BP sound like a broke record. He just said that 30 times in 5 minutes.
Exactly, so this is what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, nigga, it's some crazy, I mean, it's meant to happen. So,
yeah.
he, like
exactly.
I said, God only going to place you with those that's doing the job right without the bullshit, man, to make it, because we all been through that shit at some point,
mm-hmm.
whatever level.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just, you got to, you know, do your shit, and I'm with it, nigga.
I'm going to tell you, it's one thing about it. It's called True West for a reason, because we're going to keep it true with you. You know what I'm saying?
Because
mm-hmm. that's the whole thing about anything. Motherfuckers don't know how to keep shit true. And, you know, I'm not here to try to gank nobody out of no money. Fuck, I'm spending money to keep this motherfucker going. You know what I'm saying? Keep the station going. So everybody that we dealing with, we going to keep it true with you. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. You know, we all hook up. It's getting ready to be a true thing. It's getting ready to be something that's going to be beneficial for you and all of us versus, you know, people trying to take advantage of somebody who got talent. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just keep that in mind. Think about that. Because we definitely, we all getting ready to work. Everybody on here, we a family.
Yes, sir.
And this is what we do. We sit here and we talk shit to each other and cuss each other out sometimes, you know what I mean? But it's like a big old dysfunctional family, and half of us ain't even looked each other in the eye.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
but we keep it real.
Keep it real.
That's
the only thing you got to do, man, because I'm, like I always say, I don't want the whole pie. Just give me my slices.
That's
like
right all
y'all supposed to be taking. Shit, if you good nigga, if you get five slices and I only get two, shit, I'm cool.
Right.
That's what
there he is, and they walked away with the three. Well, he got more than me, but
it'll be bad like that. I just think I got four slices of pie. We only got one. Nigga, that's what you earn. You earn that one slice of the pie.
So it's definitely worth its investment to see what you can happen to, because I can hear it. And I'm like, damn, okay. So I'm like, I'm feeling this shit. Like I said, I was already trying to think of getting this nigga on some shit with me and some other shit already. I'm like, hell yeah.
But we get ready to go wild for a minute. But look, what we going to do, we got that one song we didn't play. All Day Mac Dre Forever. Tell us about that song. Where did that come from?
Man, that just came from, it's one of, shout out to Drake. It's one of Drake's songs, what Drake beats. But the way he named the song, he named it Wu-Tang Forever. So I pretty much took it, and, you know, like I said, I'm a big West Coast fan. Rest in peace to Mac Dre, you know what I'm saying, the family, you know.
Yeah.
I come from some pimping, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of just played off of that, and it was just a play on words. You know, my mixtape was All Day because, you know, sometimes life, that's what it comes with. It comes with all day trials, tribulations, but most of it is all day glory. You know, all the glory be to God, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to make dress forever. There it is there.
That's what's up right there.
Yeah, man.
Well. You ain't got to hang
that
up.
Shit happen,
this
bro.
Ain't the
I'm
end,
with you.
We still got about 27 more minutes. So we probably jump into a couple of more songs and things and all of that.
Are we doing after hours tonight? Or everybody just going to do as they want?
No, everybody stay on the line. We got after hours for a minute.
Yeah, man. So I really want to talk to this cat, man. Even though I can call him personally, but I really want to holler because... Yeah, but anyway, do what you do, man.
We can do after hours. We got 27 minutes.
Do what you do, man, OS.
Go on and introduce your song, man, and stay on the line after this, because we're going to play a couple of other jams and all that stuff, too.
Give us a call.
It's your boy, Ice Holiday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, big boy.
Give us a call, y'all. 323-642-1597 and get a piece of this on True West Radio. Oh, it's Holiday.
I hear y'all. Let's do it, man. Susan, motherfucker, why you wanna act stupid now? You dumbass bastard. Here we go.
Never gave a fuck, all we used to do was fuck. You were bustin' up, pack it up, look at her like you could do this all day. Don't love me, you ain't got a baby, you can have this all day. Next time bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, bet that. Make a nigga stick the paper, shake him then break him like crap games. Young nigga came through on his Mac Dre, so let him say what they wanna, baby, you can have this all day. Next time bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, all day. All day, all day, all day, that's no mistake. That's no mistake. All day, all day, all day, all day, that's no mistake. That's no mistake.
How you feel about put a real nigga up in your life? Fuck that nigga on the side. Now let him keep going, cause he ain't got you coming right. Now come twice, now come thrice. Real nigga come later, but now I gon' put it on the table like a bag of ice.
Taking our lines for all my strippers on the grind. Time is money, and ain't nothing funny when the line about as long as California. As long as California floats, pussy going on the polo on the corner, homie. And all she do is win like Cali, homie. Clap, clap, then spin, monopoly money. Attractive as hell, more anticipated than heaven. Get under her spell. You do more sinning than rivers in her garden. On the eve of the apple,
better it get, the more that I'm after. And I was so poetic, can't believe I'm a rapper. So while it's just us, delete the chatter. I plead to have her, the police crew tatter. After the skeet skeet, some peaceful laughter. Intellectual jib jabber, remembering times when gas was a dime and rap one lies. Speak of the devil, here go the beef on my line. So we need to see the meat and retreat to the grind. Keep it real when I tell you, my only fear is failure. Street credit A1 without a motherfucking call sign. Schizophrenic, always twisting up some motherfucking spinach. Cause when you in it, to win it and your shit ain't rented. Niggas hate it like a trip to the dentist.
You just know when you with me, cause you know we turn it up. We never gave a fuck, all we used to do was fuck. You were busting us, back it up, look at her like you could do this all day. You don't want nothing, you ain't got a baby, you can have this all day. Time, bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, bet that. Make a nigga take the paper, shake him then break him like crap games. Young nigga came through on the back tray, so let him say what they wanna, baby, you can have this all day. You don't wanna love me, you ain't got a baby, you can have this all day. Next time, bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, all day.
Yeah. bro behind these bars of death. The 2 liter pullet flaming off in your chest. It's the West we rap, nigga. I'm speaking for tech, nigga. Disrespect the set, then it's off with your neck, nigga. At 120 speed and trying hard not to rack, niggas. Bullets leave you wet and hoping I don't have to bless, nigga. Smoke. Trying hard not to rack niggas, bullets leave you wet and hoping I don't have to bless niggas. Murder these words like the alphabet killer. This style is sinister, we need prayers from ministers. Demons and devils lurk in this age of Genesis. Black hoodie on, with Trayvon in the innocent. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. You can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit.
My words speak lightning, hyperbionic frightening. Authorized for studio session with the license. Pro Tours license, musical class fire. Death poetry, send your album to the mortuary. Very scary how I give songs a funeral. Bury your verses in the dirt beyond spiritual. Poetical tragedy for my hip-hop academy. The killer lyric, West Coast supreme fashion. Pulls the death bullets, shoot fire back at y'all. My 8 bars of lyrics for y'all to catch on. My catalog is poetry, killer death songs. Translation, devastation for microphones. West assist, steel balls, player certified. My paragraphs are synthesis made from pox rhymes. I let the pen speak, you're dead for my bloody ink. I let my pencils talk, my art you can't erase it, nigga. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. You can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. You can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit.
I'm from the land of slum streets, death poetry society. Devil one hater niggas is trying me and eyeing me on how I'm staying inside of this concrete. So what's beef? Yeah, we both and all gotta eat. In this world of confusion, non-guided rental system. Yeah, they all got those mentally minded and straight up twisted. With this government shit selling our souls for fortune and fame and gold. As you now got ego.
Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Particular style composition is poetical. Death poetry, killer words are invincible. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit. Can't stop my flow, we on some other shit.
Oh shit, I'm gonna try something. Here we go. Let's see. Let's get it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, there you go, nigga, for your birthday, nigga. It's your birthday. Go BB, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Hey, hey, hey. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah, girl. Come on. Hell yeah.
It's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's your birthday.
It's going down. For sure. Appreciate the love, man.
Y'all was over there dropping it like it's hot, huh?
Yeah, I'm over here like, nigga, come on. Hey.
Oh, man, yeah. Y'all fucking crazy, man. Now, I was thinking about it. I was like, let me see if I can play that shit. My wife was mad on
cool.
her birthday. Not last year, but not
I was,
this year.
I was trying to think he would probably play 50 Cent one, but this nigga came with the Luke. I was like, oh,
no,
okay.
I come with the Luke, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm Luke. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm Luke. You know what I'm saying? It's your birthday.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Hell yeah. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. For real.
That's why I gave
another
you a back
year,
to back.
Bro.
I
another
gave you
year.
A back to back because it was your birthday. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right,
we still
right,
got
right.
a few
That's
minutes. I might
That's
go
love,
out
man.
With one of your shits. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate
yeah.
it, for real.
Motherfucker, the nigga probably won't even talk to you. We be turned, you probably be turned all the way up. Nigga, I still got, what, let's see, 18. So the Monday, I be fucked up from the 20th to the 1st.
Right. Shit, because I've got to celebrate it all the rest of this month. Fuck it.
I'm
just
saying. And
but,
then Jojo's birthday is on the 27th. So we probably going to be really turned up.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be, you know, enjoying the days, man, and getting ready for the show for January, man. Shit. And get ready for the new year. But just thanking God that I'm here another one. Because I'm meant to be here still, so.
Hey, Sweet Pea.
Usually I throw parties on my birthday. So.
Sweet Pea, where you at?
Sweet Pea! What's up?
I gotta say it loud like that in order for you to hear me. You know, Capetti doing a show out there tomorrow.
Hey, what?
You going to the show?
Yeah, Chris
wants
to perform too.
Chris gonna
perform? Yeah, he's supposed to.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's the same show, because when I called, I made his show tape. I just got to put the scratching in there for him. He was like, I want you to make a show tape so it's going to be different than anybody else. I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's definitely something
that nobody
else gonna have.
Hey, Sweet Pea, I got a question. Have you heard of an artist out there by the name of Slow Boogie?
No.
I'm thinking he's in Houston. I think what he said. He might be in Austin. I think I got to ask Reggie. But this cat's photo got some nice little flavor out there, man, I'm hearing about in Texas, man, Slow Boogie. So... that's why I asked, and I was like, well, I don't know. I got to ask some people that I fuck with him to see. But he might be in Houston. He might be in Austin, Texas. I got a free tweet, but his name's Slow Boogie. Heard he got some nice shit. Got some real nice shit, man, like for real, for real. Like.
All right, time to
I was like, okay.
That shit. I'm
trying
everything else, man. I
want to
leave you out here, man, but good-ass shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring him on the show,
too.
Appreciate with my boy.
That, bro.
So, be ready. Be with some more good childish shit coming to the scene. Shit. You know, because we'll interview all artists, you know what I'm saying, no matter what level they on, but it's very hard to find that good talented, real... mean worth the damn ass music, you know what I'm saying? Mean something in the music through music and shit. Either it's on a lyrical
right.
part or a part that'll get you on a message that'll hit your soul type shit.
And that's
right.
Two for two because old girl Tuki, she wasn't no slouch either on Monday. Wednesday? She
yeah,
wasn't
Wednesday.
No slouch.
That's why I said, man, I'm glad I'm fucking with her. Because, you know,
she look like
working.
She'll beat your ass up. If you really go and look at her pictures, look like, what?
Yeah,
nigga?
But, you know, I can work with it.
Girl. And
I'm just saying,
to...
no, I'm just fucking up, but I'm just really saying it was worth it that I see, you know, because these things are happening through certain artists. And they, you know, old girl, I've been talking to her for a year or better, but we never got a chance to do the show that I had her to come do out here because of the COVID shit. And, you know, I was trying to get on the show before, but that shit didn't work out then. So
yeah,
I had to make it up and
nice.
To make it work.
She nice. Man, I mean, it's been a cool little couple of days with some good people.
Yeah, so now OS come through and fuck me up. So, nigga, I'm with it. So that's just letting me know, nigga. God's telling me, push these people, nigga, because they gonna make it happen. And I'm going to, I gotta do it. And he going to give me, make sure I get what I get from him, the father. No matter what they give me, what he give me. For
and
what? Doing what's right.
Get the fuck down. Come on, man. Get the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, nigga, now you know I'm hollering at football and basketball. Shit.
Yeah, man. But good shit, though.
Yeah, that's real nice, man. And like I said, you know, I don't know if you got a crew, a group or a crew or people that you get down with. You got a recording studio at your house and you go somewhere else?
Oh, my girl just fired me 50 bucks.
I got an in-home little recorder I go to. Yeah.
So if I said you a track, that means you could just make something off of it.
Well, it's not in home. I know some people though around me though.
Okay.
Cool little studio.
Oh yeah, I
yeah,
can
yeah,
get
yeah,
you
yeah.
a lab, nigga. I'm definitely do that if you need it. I'll tell you that much. I'll give a fuck because I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I already know what it
exactly.
is now, so it's worth fucking with. I'm gonna call my nigga Reggie once I hang up and tell him, nigga, I got an artist that got some good shit. You got some cool music too with you. So let's put this shit together and do something. He's going to be like, come on, nigga. Come do it whenever you're ready. We call it right
That's
there
right.
in this front room, nigga. And get that
now,
shit
what
in.
Y'all got to do, sis, if... Hey, you in Eaglewood right now?
No, I'm in L.A.
L.A. See, the thing what y'all got to do is just go on and get all of y'all together and just come up here to the truth. Come to the truth.
He said, come to the truth. Hey, you know what? I wouldn't even mind doing it. How much would it take me to get out there, man? Like $60 real quick on gas.
Uh-oh. Got it,
yeah.
Dizzy. This nigga gonna call in
yeah,
with 6 minutes
60,
left.
Probably about 120.
Ain't that much, man. You act like you going to Utah, nigga. You coming to Barstow.
Yeah.
It's only 100 miles away. Nigga, what you driving?
Yeah.
A goddamn,
I like the road. I like the road, you know. Fast as shit.
Nigga, this nigga better come up here in a goddamn Range Rover. What the motherfuckers call? Nigga, a Hummer?
Yeah, he said it. Hummer, Range Rover. He's stupid.
Nigga, you better come up. Nigga, hell no, nah, nigga. I don't know
my
what kind of car you got,
car.
Nigga.
My
but,
shit like
nigga,
the road, man.
Nigga, I put $60 in my Lexus. I can go to L.A. and back. So whatever you driving,
shit,
nigga,
I
it
might
be something.
Yeah,
big.
I think I'll gas up and come out there. Shit.
Hey, look, I gotta put premium gas in my shit. I can't put no regular.
Nah, I put 91, nigga. That's what I'm telling you.
Scotty D, what's up, man?
Oh man, hanging around like you with wet cold. Man, I need Puffy hookup, 50 Cent hookup. I already got Snoop hookup, and we need who else we say? Snoop, Puffy. Who else
Snoop,
is big time rapper?
Puffy, 50 Cent.
Oh,
and
Jay-Z.
Puff,
yeah.
Damn,
Jay-Z.
We
said
Puffy.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z. I need their hookup.
Jay-Z. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. All right. We got that. Damn,
yeah,
we
I'm
gonna,
down to,
we
I'm,
really
I'm
gonna
down
put
to
this
do
on
that,
the radio?
Man. I'm down to come out and go out there, man.
We on the radio. All the hookups that we hooking up with. That's fucked up. Well, that's all good. I mean, hell. Don't call in now because we ain't hooking y'all up.
I really want to test my shit.
So
what's
up,
Scotty?
What's going on? Where you at, man?
It sounds like somebody was complaining about gas and all that. Well, I drive cross country every month. Y'all talking about gas prices? Come on, man.
Hey, yeah, because that's
$2,
like
$2, nigga.
My gas is $2.98. I'm way up here in Kansas. I'm in Kansas. I'm in Missouri right now, and it was like $2 and.
Hey, yeah, so you winning right now with that. We still suffering in the hood.
But I just left California filling up a truck for like $140.
Hey, look, big old gigantic homie. Next time you go out there, just get a gang of gas cans, bro.
I'm not doing that, man. I'm not taking that chance. I'm not taking that chance, Craig.
Nigga, feel the gas. Nigga, I'll be out there, motherfucker, feeling. Nigga, I was in Arizona last week, nigga. And I was like, nigga, I wish I had gas cans. Nigga, we had them motherfuckers in the back of the car. We probably die on the way home from the gas fumes, but goddamn it.
Mm-hmm.
When I get to the house, nigga, it's on.
Wow. Yeah. My mom.
Okay,
my mama
wait a minute. I'm gonna ask you a serious question. Can we rent a gas truck? Scotty.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, can we rent a gas truck?
You can rent anything. Everything is Googleable and everything is rentable.
I want to rent a gas truck. I got an idea. I'm going to rent a gas truck.
You see, the thing about gas truck, you know, gas truck.
You gotta have a license for it, I know.
Not even just that. Most gas goes inside the tankers. Where are you going to get the gas from? You going to steal it or are you going to buy it?
Steal it.
You're taking it, you know, if you talking about taking it, I got
Don't worry about it. Saddam Hussein sent me some, man. I got some in stash.
Nigga, I'll send you any motherfucking thing. I'm going to hang you up right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put your ex on this motherfucker and hang you up. Saddam ain't told you a goddamn thing. Unless he can't see you in his dream.
Saddam is my third uncle. You know, I'm Ali, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, so was Muhammad, nigga.
I ain't with Muhammad. I'm with Saddam.
Muhammad Ali, Buddha Ali. Now you Rev Ali. Goddamn Layla Ali.
She got some too. I gave Layla a couple of tankers. She know what's happening.
Okay. I got you. I mean, my thing is this, bro. If you don't take your meds, that shit don't go right, bro.
Where take your meds? Where don't be on no meds?
Skype, man, I got a scratch that's making me itch.
As y'all be going at each other, man, y'all better stop all that. We already in war in the street.
I was just fucking with him, man. I thought that he needed some, like, special medication for his pissing problem. You know what I'm saying?
I can get you a piss tanker. You can rent that for $5 an hour.
Get the fuck out of here. You made me stop.
Y'all knew it's crazy.
Well, we only got about 55 seconds left on the True Man. We appreciate everybody that's listening. Y'all ain't got to hang up. We're going to do some after hours. So as long as y'all don't hang up, y'all be here for the after hours. But y'all got 44 seconds if y'all want to call
it's
in.
It's not 3-2-3-4-2-15-97-35 seconds.
Happy birthday, all you people with birthdays out there. Cake Day's coming up, man. Happy birthday, man. King Stress is going to do something, man. A special party on the radio.
Don't hang up. Y'all don't hang up. Y'all got 19 seconds. If y'all calling, y'all number pop up. Y'all gonna be in the after hours. 13, 12, 11. Man, True West Radio, man. Have a good weekend, man. We'll see y'all on Monday. That's the day of my damn drinking spur. True West, we out. All right. We in the after hours now. Shit. I could play some music or talk some shit, whatever. Even though we was doing that the whole goddamn time.
I don't know for sure, man. We'd go viral with this.
Huh? What'd you say, Scotty? Scotty, hey!
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Oh, look at you looking at something over there. What's going on?
I'm out here in Missouri. I just got to Missouri so I can get my brain right, man. I gotta get this brain right for all this week that's about to come up, man. I'm trying to get some things done, complete before the ball drop.
Oh, you talking about before the new year?
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure we got our commercial. We want to start advertising this bidding war. But those four entities, it's not a hard fix. It should be an easy fix, and I'm gonna hit up some of my millionaire partners at them Iranian, all my Indian partners, Iranian partners. This is gonna, we gonna make it big, man. It's gonna be a big auction, a bidding war. They go buy them pieces. Remember, they
what are you thinking about as
Black
far as the, what are you thinking about as far as the commercial? You want to make it like a 2022 commercial or just a
at least a minute. You know, we're going to add the new stuff to Watch Prophecy. We're really going to promote the heck out of these guys. You know, we really got to push that one and let them know. Let's promote the inserts, Scratch. Let's promote the inserts. Mixtape, all our inserts.
Jojo been quiet as hell. That motherfucker over there, he probably high like a motherfucker.
Probably dozed off. He probably done dozed off. I mean, you didn't doze off on the radio before.
No, I'm up. I'm wide awake.
Cool. It was Jojo kind of came up with it, and we just clashed in the middle and came up with, let's go. I mean, it's simple. That could be one of the biggest things coming to the new year, a war. A war of words for the first rap published album. Hey, Ali, I got the Watch Prophets. Father IMD gave me the masters of his of the album Rapping Black in a White World. You ready about to get off? There you go.
Nope, he's here.
All right,
here.
What do you mean, yeah, he gone? You ain't on the board.
yeah, nigga's crazy, boy. I just got to listen. I'll be laughing like a motherfucker.
But it's a good thing, man. I mean, hey, I didn't even talk to you, Rev, this week. Hey, man, I got on a Sway show day before yesterday, man, and the lights lit up. Man, I've been trying to get with that dude for a couple of years, man.
Sway
from the Sway radio show, man. I was the first one to call in, and I was the last one on the radio.
Did you see Damon Dash when he went on Sway's show, man? He started talking about, he said, why you always wearing hats?
Because he got that big old mug. His head is funny, like LL.
Yeah, I nigga, it took a long time for LL to take that goddamn Kango off, nigga. He didn't take that shit off till he got on NCIS Los Angeles, nigga.
You said he was sleeping with the Kango on too?
Nah, you know, that's probably the only time you see that nigga say my hat is like a shark fin. That nigga just kept that motherfucker on. That nigga never took that Kango off, nigga.
Because his cranium is, like, really large.
Man,
like,
that shit is like, nigga, that shit looks
like point on it.
Yeah, then they got, like, the mountain peak on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I remember, nigga, back in the day, that nigga would never take that Kango off. Niggas used to always be fucking with him. That nigga damn near whoop their ass trying to take that Kango off.
I'm y'all getting tired. Trying to rule everything.
Yeah.
That's my season. I'm not glad.
Well,
go ahead.
This is our season, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we're going to be powerful next year.
On the way it's going to work for next year, Scott, we got to start right now.
That's what we already
I don't want to start next year. I want to already be in the mix.
We ain't start. I'm talking about we already started. What you mean next year? Nigga, we get rid of that shit.
Oh, man. Shit, I
want to start this bidding war. We want to start this bidding war this weekend.
Well, tell me what I need to do to set it up, and I'll set some bidding war up.
I got to find out them dudes. Well, not email. What do they call this stuff? Instagram.
Man, I guarantee all you got to do, we find the motherfuckers, and we throw it up there and tag their ass up in the motherfuckers.
There
and we
go.
Just wait for motherfuckers to do. Wait for them to respond. They going to look. If they look and they see something like that, they will respond. You can't hook up, send them a request and think that they going to hit you back because of who you are or something like that.
Just
no,
pray.
The motherfuckers going to respond. They going to be like, I want that.
So the thing we shouldn't do, I should not even hit Snoop. I should tag him in it.
Yeah, because Snoop said we can use his name.
Anyway?
We can use his name for anything, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
We can use his name for anything. So whatever the fuck we do, we put him on here. But shit, I would actually see if he want to get it before anybody else. If he want to pay just the right write out money. Just give it to him. And right. We don't even have
that's
to go through
want.
All the other bullshit.
Because the thing is, $1 million ain't nothing to them dudes, man.
What,
especially for some art. They go buy,
hey, y'all,
you know,
there go
OS painting,
Holiday, man. He ain't got clicked up, but I don't mean to cut you off, Scotty D. My, but
what
if y'all wanted to holler at me, I'll finish talking. There you go, man.
Oh,
OS,
yeah,
who?
It's all good. This dude is so tight. You missed his song, though. Dude is tight, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but what
were
you saying?
Congratulations on the song, man. I mean, if Scratch says it's all good with me. Whatever, I can do it right now. Shoot me the song.
Hey, look,
I'm
I told
here.
Him I was going to put him on the soundtrack.
Oh.
I have to send it to you.
Yeah.
You weren't in charge of soundtrack and music and all that. That's on you, man. But you got a good thing going on over here. It's just, you know, it's patience and
yeah.
With our people, man, it's hard dealing with our people.
Yes.
Man, when you're dealing with our people, then you got to deal with these culture vultures.
Mm-hmm.
You like to be between a rock and a hard place. That's why you got to have God in your life, man, because it's not even going to happen without
yeah.
The Most High God.
Well, that's what Oz Holiday was talking about, man. He was
mm-hmm.
talking about the same thing. God in his life. He said he got stabbed twice, died twice. Motherfucker
yeah.
had a stroke, and then he was left side was gone. And this dude could rap like a mug.
Yeah.
Man, we're on the same page because we got to stay in that realm, man, because without the Most High God, you ain't got Christ, you got crisis. Period.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Say that, brother. Say that. Ha-ha! Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, if you ain't got Christ, you do got crisis. So, man, you know, the thing that I was telling everybody on here is, you know, I mean, hell, we family, and I ain't never looked a whole lot of people in their face.
Hmm.
But the whole thing about it is it's the dedication to, you know, what we doing.
Yeah.
I love that. So that, and I ain't got no bad vibes from nobody. All the people I got bad vibes from, I cussed them out early.
Right.
And they gone.
And they gone. And some people feel how real it is, so they leave.
Can't take the heat. Enjoy out about the kitchen.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, nigga, the devil can't walk up in the true house, nigga, because there's too much God up in there. You know what I mean?
They already said it at the beginning. True. It's true West.
Mm-hmm.
True.
The true living God.
It's true everything, man. You just got to keep it true.
Now you got to come with the true cologne. You got to come with this product, man. But you got to get branded now. Time to get branded to get that real money, man.
Yeah,
pandemic
yeah.
It's going to drop again. It's going to get shut back down again next year, probably by February. No later than April.
We got to like March. Shit
everybody
again.
Need to have all their businesses open. Open up your business if you ain't doing them or selling staples and sell something. Have some kind of a business established in your name so you can get that SBA money because it's coming right back around. All this stuff coming right back around.
I know. I can't wait, nigga. I cannot wait.
You know, cause we're not supposed to be working for it. We're supposed to be working on our own jobs and creating. So we're good creators, like these guys we were talking about, the Watch Prophets. People don't even know who they are. These guys are the ones who created the word rap and put it in the industry. And the industry told people like Snoop and them, if you see the Watch Prophets, don't work with them. If they go left, you guys go right. Because they was the most radical group out at the time. They inspired people like Quincy Jones, James Brown, and when they got hurt. Come on, they did that eulogy for Bob Marley. Bob Marley knew early what it was. He wanted to record an album with him before he died. So the whole project got dropped in my lap because the Most High God. See, I'm on a crash course right now to finish up how the West was won, and I made these guys. I should tell you, I made these guys the spearhead of the film. They were the first ones we talked about.
Hey, wait a minute. Off the subject real fast. Big old gigantic homie. Come on, LeBron, go. I need y'all. I need y'all. We need some more commercials. Yeah, for the radio show.
I gotta see what I can come with, man.
Yeah, man. Shit. I'm telling you, because I'm changing the whole game up. January 1st, all this shit is getting ready to change up. I don't even think I want to play no old commercials no more. I want all new commercials, all new drops, all of that.
Well, I just want to say something real quick. I don't give a fuck what they do next year. They'll shut back down. Y'all make sure y'all come to the King T shit show that I'm doing. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, look. You hear what he said, Scotty?
Teela?
He said come to Teela show.
Where is that going to be at? And when?
March 19th, 2022 at Baja Grill and Lounge in Downey. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do you know who got King T started, my nigga?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling y'all, niggas. Like, niggas, I need y'all in the building. And they got the, what's the name? So I think you might can do a live show up there, too, for the radio that night. They got Wi-Fi system in there, too. So that's
yeah,
why I
bring my
too,
radio
nigga.
Show up there. Shit.
Hell yeah, nigga. Because
well,
I already be
saying,
having y'all on the flyers and shit already.
Do you know this nigga Scotty was the nigga who discovered King T?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
before
what I'm like, nigga,
his
I gotta
name was King T?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's all love, man. It's no, all love.
Yeah.
And that's why I was telling OS, it's like, dude, I was like, look, I'm doing what I'm doing with how God wants me to do it in this game that I'm doing because he know what it is. He wouldn't have put me here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, I had to learn on both sides.
It's us, nigga. Ain't it us? You said OS, us.
Yeah. Us Holiday. Yeah, us Holiday. I just say us. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying
that?
Is it's like I went down. I was like, oh, yeah, God met me for a reason. So
right.
I have to do what I got to do without the bullshit because he's doing the real shit, the highest for to go. He just wants the real shit without the fuckery. So, hey, and that's how it go. And that's how it's going. So, see how that shit go with him. It's like, good. You already want to do some shit with him. So, you know it's worth it, man. So, it can go any type of way, man. That's how the shit go, bro. Because we all got God in our life with it, man. No matter who we around, who we fuck with or know, whatever. As long as we doing what the Father wants, he going to make sure we stray some type of way, bro. And that's just what it is, bro. And he going to bless us how he wants to bless us. Yeah.
We wanted to stay spiritual because we lost that spirituality and everything. You know, when that bongo drum was popping in the park, and them brothers up in there doing that chanting over them beats, and white folks got scared because they heard that bongo in the park. They said, oh, we got to change that up. They're getting radical. Them Panthers. Oh, my God, look at them. They're scaring my children. So they had to control that. That's why they, because, you know, rap was free. To bust a rap is free. To be poetry was free. They had to control that. That's why they came up with that drum machine, man. Now they're going to tell you got something called hip-hop and make you only be 16. Or you can only do a 16. Rap is free, man. Freestyle all the way through. There's no 16. They put us in a box again. I love putting black folks in boxes, man. It's like jazz and rock and roll and everything. They want to have control.
Right.
Well, we have to, like, come up out of that. Well, I'm going to come up out of it. I'm going to show them once they give me some of the bag without my coupe on.
Why?
I couldn't even go and step to that guy with my coupe on. Sometimes that stuff intimidates people, man.
Nigga, why you think I cut my ponytails off? Nigga, I walk down the street. Niggas go on the other side of the street.
Or motherfuckers look at you funny like you on some actor shit.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, I wasn't even, I ain't game banging no more. But nigga, I had a long-ass ponytail. And I used to always put a hat on to cover it up, just not to scare people. I'm talking about motherfucking old ladies. Everybody be scared, like, oh shit. Become one of them gangbangers.
Monsters.
Yeah.
So, OS Holiday, let me just say this to you, young brother. I don't know how old you are. Pretty sure you're like 30-something.
He
on my line.
Oh,
I brought
that's
him
right.
in here. I told
you that.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, basically, right now, you like in some history type shit? No matter where you come and doing your shit right now, you're in the right place right now. You just got to keep on doing what you're doing. And some shit'll happen, man, because, like I said, that man's important. That man's important. That lady's important. He's important. They important. We're all important in what we do in this shit. You important as well. You know what I'm saying? And do what you're doing. So you got to be put on some shit that's going to be for the world to know and recognize to be, you know, out here, man. You know, for the real shit.
How old is he? How old is he?
39.
You said 29 or 39?
He's 39.
Okay.
And we know the business. I don't know how much now that you know in the business part, but we know the business, how the game go. So it's like, nigga, we gonna know. You're going to either know or you're going to have to put one know about the shit really truly go or some real shit, man.
Yeah.
Because that's the main ingredients. Music could be fire and all that shit and good or whatever, or basic or mediocre, but the business part is what's the main part you got to do.
Yeah.
Period. You know, well, beat them at the game that they play with you, homie. Real talk.
I got a couple of
artists that
bullshit,
still,
but
you
got
to be a real one to get this here shit.
I know a gang of little homies right now that's in the rap game, you wouldn't even know that they got regular jobs every day before they go do show. They don't just do rap all day long no more like they used to. The game then changed. The money then is different now. You know, the economy is even more expensive to even live in a city like Los Angeles, Compton, Watts, the Valley, Lancaster, Palmdale. It's really expensive to live in California. So a lot of these guys run out there, they be having that bag, but that bag goes so fast because, man, everything costs. So me, my only suggestion to any new artist, man, keep your day job to this hip-hop stuff kick in, period. Keep your day gig until this stuff kick in because it ain't promised. Everybody can't be a rapper. Everybody can't be LeBron. Everybody can't be Raphael Puig and all them. There's only a certain amount of room they have for different things. Me, I chose to play the background on marketing, promotion, role management, stuff like that, because I kept my day job. I kept getting that bread. But I ended up winning in the game, and it flourished for me because I was the best at what I did. Now, to be the best rapper, and you feel you're the best rapper, the best artist, put your own self out, homie. Put your money where your mouth is. Back yourself up. Put your little mixtape out there.
Right.
You know, like, and they go, and it works better that way, because every nickel come back to you. They don't
Big
go to the postal workers.
Big O, I'm going to tell you something crazy about this cat, Oz motherfucking Holiday. First of all, he got God in his life. That's first. Second of all, you know how this nigga BP met him? The nigga was selling CDs, nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I didn't even know that, Scratch. I don't know that.
That and he's tight.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
He's
tight, but the nigga was out. He met the nigga out there selling CDs. Do you know if I, nigga, I might not even buy no beer, my nigga. If I got $5, say, nigga, I only got $5. I'm about to go buy some beer. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I got to have my beer. But I go and talk to him. But if I got more than $5, I'm going to get ready to buy that CD. You know how many fucking CDs I got that I just bought with people just outside just trying to get their hustle, nigga? I don't know what that shit sound like. That's why I tell everybody, nigga, if you got a motherfucking CD, if you get ready to sell a CD, you can play some music outside so they can hear that shit. You know what I mean? This cat was out there selling CDs. That's how BP met him. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that
yeah,
shit
man.
Deep. That's like, dude, I'm going to hook that kid. Man, we got to hook that motherfucker up. That's hustle, my
nigga. That's what I said. If I couldn't buy his shit right then, I had just put some gas and shit, and I was like, man. But I talked to him like, nigga, I respect the grind, nigga. I even talked, I respect the grind because you out here. So I'm going to fuck with you, my nigga. And ever since then, I've been fucking with him. And you know what I'm saying? And he told me a little situation. But the other shit he said on the show, I didn't know. And then he just told me some other shit right now before I brought him on right now. And I'm like, damn, nigga, you super gifted by God, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Through all the shit man.
Well, so I got control over the soundtrack, so I'm going to put
I'll let him tell you if you want to ask, man, but, man, that man got a testimony like a muscle.
He
got to
be on the soundtrack. He got to be on the soundtrack.
And the music
soundtrack is
fire, so, nigga, I'm all in.
He going to be on the soundtrack. But I'm going to tell y'all the twist. You know, everybody on the soundtrack got to rap off of my beat, so.
I'm all in. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep all that in.
Because I know you got some shit too, nigga. So, believe me, I'll be listening. I like this motherfucker right here.
Oh, nigga, I made three tracks the other night. Oh, this motherfucker is so fire. The day you called and said, man, I need some tracks. Man, give me a track or something.
Yeah, nigga, because I'm listening to shit, nigga. I'm like, this nigga right here.
I'm talking about.
He got
life.
Some shit that I'm definitely a fuck with. Man, I'll do a gang of shit.
I got some shit right now, bro, that I don't even want to give to nobody. I want to rap on them myself.
Can you at least represent? We can do some business for like three or four tracks for this album that I'm gonna do. It's called Setbacks, Melees, and Disturbances.
But I'm trying to finish. Don't let the gray hair fool you.
I'm just saying, man.
That's the name of my shit. Don't let the gray hair fool you.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's Scotty.
I respect the grays.
This nigga sent me the vocals for How the West Was Won.
Good. Okay.
I'm out.
You need to call Coolio and tell him give you a verse on that album, right? You should get all the dudes you know got gray hairs and tell them come on and jump on.
Oh what? Oh, don't let the gray hair fool you.
Don't let the gray hair fool you.
Yeah, because look, I talked to Wino, so Wino says he gonna help me out on some shit. I don't know what Wino beats is sounding like nowadays. I ain't heard no Wino shit. I know they did him and Coolio. They did that shit with Too Short, but I mean that was cool. But I told him that I might need some help on this motherfucker, considering my whole team is fired. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So he said he was down with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Keep your job rolling. Well, me, y'all, I gotta step off real quick. I gotta finish getting this Watch Profit package together. I got
I'm from them Cali streets, man. They're the 6-4 Cali to G Rods and Lolo for show.
Yeah, I know I gotta ride. I gotta go in there and see what my wife is talking about. Then my goddamn, for some reason, my goddamn battery dead, so hopefully my car about to start.
Word.
That's what's up, man, but shit, that's what I'm saying. So you in the right circle right now, you know what I'm saying, do some shit, because I'm already on it. I'm super on it. I'm already
scrapping. Yeah, send me that truck, Scott, and get a chance, man. I'm out here just chilling. You know, once I finish doing this package, I'm.
Oh yeah, I just listened to it. The nigga TLC trying to be get on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's with everybody. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can only let people in the door that we want to open the door for.
Yeah, because all that babysitting grown men, I ain't doing that ever again.
Oh, no.
Grandson, 24 years old. I'm babysitting him. I'm not going to
do That's why I'm glad that you gave me the you know, option to to handle the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying?
Because Coolio and Aladdin and all them, I made them raise their shelves, man. They had to do, they had class.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they got good stage presence and they got good work ethic. You know, them dudes in a good camp. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know my rules, what they was. I didn't like all that, you know, running around and, you know, grinding and slapping girls on the booty, but you're supposed to be on stage. No, get up there and do your job and get off. Get in the studio. Come in the studio. Come hear what we're doing. I don't go. I'm not no studio dude. Like, I don't want to hear it until it come out. Then let me judge. Let me see what we're going to go market at. What we going to price and position this thing at. You know, that's what was up with me back in the day. But everybody want to be in the studio. Everybody want to be all up in there drinking and smoking. And I was in there with the Holiday, you know, that ain't the business. It's the business, that's the business. That's what a lot of people don't remember. It's called music business.
Right.
Business, I say it all the time.
And most of that business is, right now I'm working with this publishing company, one of the largest publishing companies in the world. It is signed by James Bond every 93. It took a long time to do that. You got Whitney Houston, right. They're a hologram in Vegas. I was working on Marvin Gaye's play. They did Luke Vandross. They signed a bone as we speak. They working on Coolio's thing right now. So I'm just saying, if you ain't got your publishing right, you ain't going to get no money on the back end. And I'm just finding this stuff out like to the real nitty gritty. A lot of artists never had their paperwork right. A lot of them.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you. See, back in the days, it was called the music business. Today it's called business music. Because if you don't know your goddamn business, your music ain't going to go no goddamn where.
And that's the key to it all. You got to know the shit.
It was the music business. It ain't the music business no more.
I mean, you should always
the business music. Because you got to, if you don't know your business, your music is fucked. And don't nobody steal that, because that's what I'm going to do. My new book is going to be called Business Music. Because now everybody got to go online. When it was the music business, everybody had to create a buzz and do what they had to do to make it work. No cell phones, goddamn YouTube, goddamn nothing. That's when you had to hustle. Like my man was out there selling CDs. Now it's the business music.
Hey, Scratch, do you remember the Chitlin' Circle when everybody had to go down south and promote their stuff, go through all those small towns like Little Rock and Mobile, Alabama?
Oh, yeah. The motherfuckers smoked all the Chitlin' Circles with the down south, nigga, all the, not country music, but the blues and the Southern Soul and all that.
Yeah, they're going in and break. And then you broke out, but that was putting in the work, man.
Yeah,
putting that work in without a label.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why now it's business music. I can see my book cover now because it's gonna say business music. It's gonna say music business, and on the bottom of it, it's gonna say business music, like a mirror, because that's what it is.
The last person I seen get out there on the Chitlin' Circle and really mashed was Rick Hart. Rick Hart was out there getting it in, got that truck, got them CDs, and hit the highway.
I remember him, too. I remember him.
Yeah, he's still out here doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I respect the grind, but for doing business with him, I can't do it because I already know how he do certain shit. So, you know.
Hey, look, I did a show and them niggas cut me off early. I did a show with that nigga. They cut me off early because, nigga, I got all my people who got tickets and gave them our wristbands. So I say, who came to see me? And no, damn near half of the club threw their wristbands up, right? Nigga, do you know them motherfuckers cut me off before my show was over? So, nigga, I got the mic. Nice. I was like, oh, so y'all gonna cut me up? I slammed the mic like a motherfucker. And that nigga was like, Scratch, you can't be doing that. I was like, y'all niggas cut me off. So I grabbed the other mic. And all my niggas is right there. So they wasn't gonna do nothing. Nigga, I slammed the other mic. Nigga slamming the mic. And we'd have had some goddamn cell phones back then, y'all be laughing like a motherfucker. Because nobody wanted to go do nothing because half of the club was my niggas. You know what I mean? After that, I was like, I'm not fucking with this nigga no more, bro. And I seen that nigga like three times after, oh, Scratch, man, we got to hook up. We got to hook up. I don't fuck with Rick Hoare, bro.
Nah. Yeah, he was one of the ones that I was told when I came in the game not to fuck with. But, I ended up just saying fuck it and did a couple of things. And then this nigga got jealous on some other shit over some broad that we both know. But I wasn't even fucking the broad.
Bro,
he was thinking I was. But anyway, it just, certain other shit happened. But I just be like, I already know how he is, so I don't fuck with him. So, but you know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the
You know
thing
how they tell you when, nigga, you're pros and cons with niggas in the game. So who's to fuck with and who not to fuck with? Well, he was the one not to fuck with. I was like, all right.
Well,
because
I had to find out
for myself, though.
I'm going to say, what he do is he do good shit for people that he want to do good for. But if it's something that, if he say, well, oh, man, you give me this or do that, motherfucker don't. If it's people that he know, he give it an A1 effort for. That's the whole thing. That's like everybody in the goddamn industry. I used to be an N.W.A., so you figure that Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, they should be like, Scratch, what you got? No, but they don't do that. But they go and get all these other little whack-ass motherfuckers that never make them no money and get them. It ain't no way if the shoe was on the other foot, if I was Dr. Dre, or if I was Ice Cube, or let's get it even deeper. If Easy was living, I'd be rich. If Tupac was living, I'd be rich. Already. But it wasn't God's will. But at the same time, nigga, look at the goddamn N.W.A. movie. Nigga, how come I wasn't in that motherfucker? That ain't how N.W.A. started the way it happened.
So I hadn't talked to him in a while. So I called DJ Pooh, and Pooh said he was looking for me, so he gave me a Snoop called me, asked me to bring some movies. So I sent him my commercial for my film, and he already wanted to do like a history.
He wanted to do what? Oh, this thing in the backwoods, that nigga probably. Scotty.
To the homie Scratch, baby.
Yeah, we all still here.
What happened to Scratch? He didn't went out too now? What happened? He went and gave him another beer at the liquor store?
I don't know what happened. Yo, is he still on?
Man, Scotty and Scratch gone. I guess we here, man. I'm sitting up in here watching these Lakers lose. They can't get it together. Yay, yay. Fire, yay, yay. Or is it fire, bye, bye?